These are new images of the rapid construction of President Trump's White House ballroom. But tonight, Democrats are accusing the administration of a bait and switch after congressional Republicans released a new funding bill earmarking $1 billion for security improvements tied to the project.
They destroyed the east wing of the White House without any notice or consent in the dead of night. And then they told the American people that it was going to be paid for with private dollars. This has been a story of corruption.
The president had been saying for months private donations would pay for it.
And we're giving them, myself and donors are giving them free of charge for nothing.
We did this no charge to the taxpayer whatsoever.
This is being financed privately.
The White House now insists that taxpayer money would only go to secure portions of the facility and that private donors would still pay for the actual ballroom. The president previously estimated the 90,000 square foot structure would cost $400 million. In a court filing last month, the Trump administration wrote it'd be built with materials to withstand drone attacks and also include underground medical facilities and a bomb shelter. With a suspect now charged with trying to assassinate the president at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, President Trump has argued a large secure event space is critical.
We need the ballroom. That's why Secret Service, that's why the military are demanding it.
You can see the construction cranes working on the East Room project behind me. Next month, a federal appeals court will consider whether to allow it to continue.